I hear one of those tunes. I think that absolutely is my favorite tune. And then there's another one that's even lovelier. The Irish music is just an absolute treasure trove. Incidentally, the Sally Gardens, the Sally is a willow tree. We often, besides our program series in Stephen Foster, we do programs throughout Western Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland. I've been to the Smithsonian, and some of the programs are for school children. We had two or three this spring around the St. Patrick's Day, and one in particular stands out in our memory, our West Virginia schools. When Kate asked them, she said that we were getting ready to introduce this bit about the whole immigrant experience and the number of Irish who had to leave their homeland. That's how they ended up in America. And so, Kate, you want to tell them your little...
It was wonderful. I was trying to get over to the potato famine story of the 1840s, and I said, what are the Irish able to grow really well? That Ireland is a poor country and a rocky soil, but what are they really able to grow there? Thinking
and
potatoes.
I'm the little boy who lifted my hand so eagerly. And so Kate turned to this little boy and he said, they grow clover.
I love that. What they really know how to grow is shamrocks, and I like that a lot. We have two songs. First, Jim is going to play an instrumental tune that is drawn on for many other songs. So let's hear Spencel Hill, and then we'll come back to the Ramblin' Irishman Going to America.